Welcome to The Artist's Voice with Karen Hutton. This is a blogcast full of musings and bite-sized notions about finding your artistic voice in photography and the creative process. It's all on my blog at karenhutton.com. So without further ado, here's today's episode. Hi, I'm Karen Hutton, and welcome to my blogcast, where we are talking about the everyday genius of your artistic voice. Today, Q&A. I got a really good question this week that I know a lot of people have. I may not be the definitive answer, but it's something I've thought a lot about, so I wanted to share some thoughts. Elizabeth asks, do you think that to have a signature in photography, you have to stick with one genre? I love street, landscape, travel, and wildlife photography, and probably a few more. Do I need a signature for each one? Several people have told me that to be successful, whatever that means, that I should stick with one type of photography. I'm not sure I can do that, though. Would love to know your feelings. Well, Elizabeth, I have feelings. There is a reason why people say you should stick to one type of photography, and it has to do with the business side of things. But my feeling is that there are two parts to this. One is the artist part, two is the business part. They're not mutually exclusive, but each has its own thing. So let's start with the artist part, since that's what this series is focusing on. First of all, the art comes from you, not five different people. So in that sense, your signature is you, your voice, your worldview. You don't have a different you that photographs each genre. There's just you. The thing, though, is that when you love a lot of different genres as an omni-genre photographer, is that there's usually a thread, a through line, a point of view that weaves them all together, that represents your voice in the world. And that's your signature. As an artist, it behooves you to investigate that. You could call the result of this investigation an artist or vision statement. But it's the one thing that everything you do boils down to. And since it always helps to have an example, here's me. I begin this process with the notion that I believe the earth has a soul, and I record the moments when it expresses itself in ways that move me. That's my 30,000-foot view. But I take it further, because like I've said before, God is in the specifics. So going deeper, i.e. more specifically, as an artist, I also tell the truth about who I am. I mean, really, that's it. But to be clear, and being even more specific, every time I go out to photograph, I know what I need to see, I know what I want to see, I know what I love to see. And that is the relationship between all these soul expressions and how they're interconnected. When that moment happens, I work with light and depth of field to evoke the sense of an event taking place that has meaning. To me, that encompasses the feeling I have no matter what I'm photographing. That is the thread that pulls all the genres together for me personally. It's what I do every single time I go out to shoot, regardless of genre, that is it. So that's just to give you an idea. I mean, you have to investigate and define what that thread is for you. And I'm talking to all of you because I know a lot of people have this question. What is it that draws you in? And what is it that you love so much about each genre and each photo? What moves you to press the shutter? Like I say, you are the same person that photographs each one of them. So in that sense, your signature really does overlay all of them. You don't have multiple signatures. You are the signature voice of your work. So what do you love about each of these areas you photograph? What is it about them that makes your heart sing? Go deep. It can take some thinking, you know, some sinking in to where they each resonate with you to find the commonality between them or the contrast. You know, some people really love contrast, so it could be that. In so doing, though, you define yourself as an artist in a much more authentic way, and it simplifies your whole process. That also makes it easier to identify your platform, the who are you behind your work. And, as if that weren't enough, it also makes the work itself better because you've defined what it is exactly that you love so you can really hone in. That makes you more specific. Art must be specific because only then does your true artist voice, your signature, and your genius shine through. Anything less than the most specific you can be is like a wandering generality. It's like somebody who kind of rambles and you're not really sure what their point is. So the clearer you are on your point, the better. Then on the business side, Okay, so a really good friend of mine is a genius marketer and owns his own PR firm. And years ago, he told me that first, you take one thing, because I was a multipreneur and just had so many interests. He said, you pick one thing and go deep. Once you establish your following and your customers who love you, then they want to know what else you got. I argue that I had way too many talents and interests, and I couldn't pick just one. He said, no, I'm not telling you to only do one. Just simply build the business around one. Pick one. Pick anyone. Establish it. Ground it. Then you have a customer base that loves you and pretty much wants whatever you got. But not being that specific in the beginning just confuses people. That's what he said. And I think that notion still applies. I mean, if you think about the most successful photographers you know, they pretty much all got known for one type of photography. That put them on the map. But that doesn't mean that's all they do or all they love to photograph. They may do projects or personal work involving the other genres. There's lots of options to pursue them. But once these photographers got known and established, they started bringing out the other facets. They basically find their audience, build around that, and then expand. Here's where the two connect. Finding your artistic voice, your signature, and figuring out where your true genius lies is the difference between building a business you love versus one you dread. Saying to yourself, well, I want to make a living from photography, isn't enough. It's about building a world that people will want to hang out in, that you stand for something, that you resonate at a frequency that people are attracted to, and you've got to be really specific and find your audience. And you have to offer these people something they desire, or that they will desire by the time you're done talking to them. So maybe you want to inspire people. That's a start. Well, how do you want to inspire them? What do you want to inspire them to do? How will you know when you've succeeded? I mean, there are many questions to ask, but these kinds of specifics can make things very clear. And of course, you know, once you decide, you have to experiment, you got to test the market, try things out. We all do. You might start out thinking you're going in one direction, then discover there are desires for your work in another area. It's not always linear. It's evolutional. But by following the thing that you love and the stand you want to make behind it, the opportunities begin to define themselves. New avenues reveal themselves. But you got to be like a ninja, relentless in this quest to always come back to what you love, what makes you laugh out loud and feel good all over. You really have to never lose sight of that. In a business, you got to make decisions like, what is success to you? How do you define that? How much money does that mean? How much free time? How much travel? How much post-processing time? And time behind the computer do you want to spend? All these things not only define your photography, they also define your ideal life. So those are the kinds of questions you have to answer before you listen to anybody saying anything about your business and what you have to do. Look, I am not a business coach, but I have worked with some truly excellent ones. And in every case, they have you start out with what it is you want out of your life in massive detail. Every element of every day, of your ideal day, the one that really floats your boat. And I gotta say, that has helped me define not only my photography, but my business and my life. In that sense, when it all comes together, it's life as art. Anyway, that's the 30,000 foot view. Okay, so if I want to travel, have enough money so I don't have to worry about money, enough time off, doing work that I love, I mean, that defines a lot right there. You got to drill it down from there, and then what do you want every day to look like? What do you want to be doing in your day? Where in the world do you want to live? Or do you want to live multiple places? You know, this is a grand vision for your life that your art and business reside within. This is why I wanted to answer this question with my feelings all by itself, because it's a really big topic. So let's say now you've identified your life and your art and what you love and, you know, who you want to be when you grow up. Then you investigate the market. You do your market research. You see what people are doing. You see what sells, just to get a sense of the lay of the land, and always using your gut to pick and choose the parts that resonate with you. And then at some point, after all this research and all this work on your vision and everything, you make a decision and you jump in. But still, you never lose sight of your grand vision and of doing and being what you love. the art and the life and the business all kind of have to go together there. I mean, maybe a trillion people with cameras have altered print sales. Well, maybe that's not the sum total of your business. This is the age of the multipreneur, or the omnipreneur, depending on how you think of it. I mean, maybe you teach and speak and write, and maybe you have some other genius area you can bring to bear. Maybe it's even unusual and seems unlikely, but it is you, and thus unique. So you build around that. Like I say, I'm sure this is way more than you were expecting, Elizabeth, but those are some of the things that occurred to me in thinking about your question. I hope it helps. And since everyone here, like I say, usually has that question brewing under the surface somewhere, who knows, maybe this will shed some new light and encourage more ideas and more conversation on this really hot and relevant topic. That's it for today. I'll see you next time. Shine on, folks.